Broadcasting live from the K101 studios on East Electric Avenue in McAllister, it's time for the Savannah Coaches Corner with Savannah Bulldogs head football coach, Chad Stone. All brought to you by Tannehill Furniture and Mattress. Now, here's your host, Brandon Green.
Episode 4 of the 2025 Savannah Coaches Corner, brought to you by Tannehill Furniture and Mattress. I'm your host, Brandon Green, alongside Savannah head coach Chad Stone, as the Bulldogs get ready to do battle with the Caddo Bruins. That'll be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So we welcome back to the show, Coach Stone. It's been a couple of weeks. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself this evening, Brandon?
Always a pleasure to be with you in the studio, Coach.
Same.
All right, so let's get right down to business. Again, we got to recap a couple of games here. Again, district play began last week, but we're going to go back one more week with the shootout, another shootout with the Weber's Falls Warriors. It was a 72-68 homecoming victory, correct?
Yes, sir.
So tell us about how homecoming night went for the Bulldogs.
Well, not as good defensively as we would have hoped. Just kind of saying, and then this last week, Weber's Falls played Wilson, and so the final score on that one was like 64-40. So that made me feel a little bit better that maybe we've awoken some of these offenses, and maybe they're going to score points for the rest of the year like they do against us. But we're able to match whoever score for score. So it all turned out good. It was a great homecoming victory for us. Wrapped up a great week. A lot of school spirit. A lot of fun. And obviously the game was exhausting again, but yeah. A lot of fun as well. Had another great performance by Aiden Titani. He ended up with over 400 yards rushing again.
Video game numbers, Coach.
Video game numbers. So after the fifth game, he had 1,535 yards rushing, or an average of 307 per contest.
That's incredible. So, did we have any late game anxieties like we did with Wilson Henrietta?
Well, yes, they were driving, of course we were down, and we go down and score with about a minute left to go in the game or so, and they drove right down again, and of course Aiden picks off a pass with about 20 seconds left, and he's trying to run out the clock.
Oh, no.
And we're just yelling over there, get out, get out, get out.
We can always take a knee.
Yes, no one had any timeouts left. And so, let's use the victory formation. And so he's trying to run around there, running backwards, and he ends up, he intercepted it, ran it back to like the 20-yard line, and then went backwards and went to about the 5-yard line.
Oh, wow.
And two people ended up tackling him, and he had the ball up over, and I was just thinking, oh my gosh, this is a recipe for disaster. So there was a lot of anxiety when we finally took that knee and it was over. That was a good feeling.
That's a learning lesson. Say, hey, nice interception. Never do that second part again.
Yes. Never ever.
Now, last week, Dewar was able to do something that no one's been able to do against Savannah all year, and that was shut out the Bulldogs here. So what'd you think about the Dragons and what they were able to do at home against you guys last week?
Well, they're an awesome football team.
Right.
They've got a lot of offensive firepower and a very quick, aggressive defense. Earlier on in the week, of course, I was telling you how many yards Aiden had through five games. Well, he also had 155 carries, which in five games, so if you double that in a regular season, you're talking about over 300 carries, which is a massive amount of carries. And so Aiden was pretty banged up after our game against Weber Falls, and we kind of nursed kind of an undisclosed injury. And then on Wednesday, we went ahead and shut him down. And so he did not play against Dewar. Now, I'm not saying that he makes a 56-point difference or whatever the final score was, but they definitely would not have shut us out had had Aiden been playing. But he was about 70% or so, and of course, you ask a kid wants to play, and as a coach, we just had to make the decision what was best for us in the long haul.
And you're looking at the long haul. Of course, district play began last week with Dewar. And when you look at the district that you're in, again, 16 districts, so top four teams, they make it to the playoffs. Not to look too far ahead, because you want to be able to pay attention to Caddo, and we're going to speak about them in the next break. But if you're looking at a district outlook, what is it going to take for Savannah to get back to the playoffs for a second straight year?
Well, it's going to take two victories. And so in our last four games, we need to beat two of our four opponents, Caddo, Canadian, then we've got Quentin, and then we close out at home against Kyoto. And all four of those games are winnable games. We wanted to make sure that we were 100% for this little stretch run here.
Right.
This is the really important part. And really, and Caddo may argue this point with me, but the other five teams in this district are playing for second place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's not... not any shame in that or whatnot, but Dewar is the cream of the crop as far as B1 is concerned. They won the state championship last year. If they didn't have the two losses, one to Waleka, which is the number one team in B Division 2, and then Sealing, who's the number two team in B Division 2, then they would definitely be the unanimous number one. Mm-hmm. The other number one team that's kind of circulating around, though, is Caddo. So,
right.
Gonna be a great test for us, a great opportunity for us tomorrow night.
And I think that it's interesting that we mentioned and we talk about, you know, having to hold Aiden, even though he didn't want to be out that game, coming off of the whole John Mateer stuff over this last week for any Sooners fans that are out there. Again, it's you want to be able to look at your season in the long haul. You don't want to be able to risk your star player to be... to win one game possibly rather than miss him for the rest of the year.
Right.
So,
we didn't even let him bring us stuff because we knew that he would find his way out there onto the field if at all possible.
Well,
so.
Chad Stone, he was about to pull a Chad Powers and just go with a totally different disguise and a new number.
Yeah. He would have done whatever it took.
Where'd this guy come from? We can pair him up with Aiden. We're going to be just fine.
And then absolutely. That'd be great. I'd take Chad Powers in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Right, we'll talk about the Caddo Bruins and what we can expect from the Bruins coming up in 30 seconds. You are listening to the Savannah Coaches Corner with head coach Chad Stone at the Savannah Bulldogs here on K101.3. Shopping for furniture should never be a hassle. And at Tanny Hill Furniture and Mattress, we agree. So we will continue to offer unmatched customer service as we have for over 34 years. Stop by today and experience our store-wide savings. We offer 12 months interest-free financing or no credit needed. Tanning Hill Furniture and Mattress, 5 South 5th Street in McAllister. In a break, number two of episode four of the 2025 edition of the Savannah Coaches Corner with head coach Chad Stone, all brought to you by Tanning Hill Furniture and Mattress. Again, we have the Caddo Bruins tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in Savannah. Coach, how's practice been this week? Again, I'm assuming went through walkthroughs today. How's practice been this week?
It's been great. There's been a lot of focus out of our guys this week. They understand, I think, what's at stake here and the opportunity that they have before them. Did some checking with some of our more senior staff, people that have been around the program for a long time, to see. As far as anyone can recall, the biggest upset that Savannah has ever pulled off on their home field was when Tallahena was ranked number four, and they beat them about 15 years ago, I think. So this is a great opportunity for us to knock off the number one team or number two team, depending on what poll you're looking at there. But it would definitely be an epic. Epic victory for us.
Man, I feel old. You said 15 years ago. That was my freshman year. And my buddy, one of my best friends for life, Kane Concher, was part of that Savannah Bulldogs team.
All right.
So let's see if something can be done for the first time since I was a freshman. And Caddo is coming off that big win against district opponent Quentin. What do you think about the Bruins tomorrow night?
They're very, very aggressive. Extremely aggressive, almost to the point to where they could be seen as being overly aggressive and or cheap at some points in time. That being said, They've got some very skilled players as well. Their head coach, Jeff Wigington, his son, Cale, is their quarterback and has been their quarterback for a long time. So they've got a lot of senior leadership out of him. He's a dual threat type guy. They run the ball well. They throw the ball well. And like I said, they've got some aggressive guys up front. So it's a tall order, but I think it's one that the Bulldogs are going to be up to.
All right, and so in order for Savannah to be able to have one of their biggest wins, and what you said, 15 years, last time they were able to take down a top-five team like they did with Tallahassee back in 2010, what would you say are the keys to the game tomorrow night?
You know, as usual, you're going to get a little coach talk out of me. Turnovers is the main thing.
That should always be listed in keys to the game.
Yes, I mean, regardless, penalties, another big one. We can't have any drive-ending penalties, things of that nature. We've stayed away from a lot of those or been able to overcome some of those in our other home games. And so hoping to continue to do that. Defensively, we're going to have to get stops. We're going to have to be better tacklers than what we have been. We're going to have to be focused in because they have a pretty simple offense as far as scheme-wise to defend it. It's just getting the kids in the right spot and then getting them to make the plays.
Now, an arguably bigger game that's going to be happening here soon. Friday night, we have the alumni. Is it Friday night?
I think that's right. Okay. Coach Jewell, my defensive coordinator, played in that game last year, and I don't think he's planning on playing again. I don't know if he's planning on playing again this year.
He's still nursing all the injuries from a year ago.
From a year ago, yeah. And man, he tells those stories about that, and I'm just like, my goodness, I'm 48 years old, and there's no scholarships out here for me, brother. You're not going to catch me out there except watching it.
Well, if anyone wants to catch that again, that's going to be an alumni game happening for the Savannah Bulldogs. That'll be on Friday, but of course the big one tomorrow night, it's the Savannah Bulldogs and the Caddo Bruins. We're going to be having final thoughts to that when we wrap up the show here, but we do have one more break with head coach Chad Stone of the Savannah Bulldogs. That'll be coming up here in 30 seconds here on the Savannah Coaches Corner. That's brought to you by Tanny Hill Furniture and Mattress. Shopping for furniture should never be a hassle, and at Tanny Hill Furniture and Mattress, we agree. So we will continue to offer unmatched customer service as we have for over 34 years. Stop by today and experience our store-wide savings. We offer 12 months interest-free financing or no credit needed. Tanny Hill Furniture and Mattress, 5 South 5th Street in McAllister. All right, finishing up here on the Savannah Coaches Corner with Savannah head coach Chad Stone. It's brought to you by Tanny Hill Furniture and Mattress. As the Bulldogs get ready to play the Caddo Bruins tomorrow night at 7 p.m., we look at just some get-to-know-you/fun questions for Coach Stone. So we're going to get started with this one. What's the last great TV show or movie that you've watched?
Oh, wow. So I don't know if you know, anyone else or whatnot. I guess they probably did. They watched Dexter when it came out initially. And, of course, it was a great TV show. I watched when it kind of came out initially and then right afterwards. And it had one of the worst endings of all time, ranked. And so they kind of rebooted it. And they had, like, this Dexter New Blood. And then they had a Dexter Resurrection. And, it was so satisfying after all that the viewers have been through to kind of watch that come to fruition. I would recommend it to anybody.
Well, in the day and age of TikTok, did you know that Dexter is kind of actually making a resurgence? It's memes live on forever, and some people have been taking some of the clips from Dexter. I can't say the words on the air, but the surprise guy.
Right.
Of course, that was a big old meme for the longest time, and now him acting suspicious around Dexter, that has now become its own thing. So Dexter's starting to get a little bit of a resurgence here with new audiences that are now becoming adults. Absolutely. Because of those TikToks.
So after we finished it, my son, who's 20, and his fiance, they picked it up and started from the beginning, and they've just gotten to the point to where they're on to watch the latest two series. So they're going to get that enjoyment, and they're going to get it in a whole lot condensed form. Of course, you know, I had to wait much longer for it. That kind of made it a little bit better.
Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
I did.
So how does the ending to that compare to the ending to Dexter? Because I know, myself, the original ending, didn't really like it. I know that they kind of had a reboot a little bit of it, and I like that a lot more. But how would you compare?
I would say Dexter was so much more disappointing on that original one. And then as it came through, it was like simply one of the best. Another one that I watched that didn't have just a great ending was The Sopranos. I don't know if you watched that one either.
But I did. It's The Sopranos. That was a... Is that the one, Don't Stop Believing, at the very end?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Where it just cuts off.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people were divided on it because a lot of people said they do like it because of the meaning of, you know, completely cutting to black. And then some people say, well, that's not...
I'm a viewer. I've got to see it. I got to see it.
It's not a book. We're not reading it. We can't be left to our imagination. And I'm assuming if you've been able to watch Dexter and The Sopranos, Breaking Bad.
Now, that's absolutely.
That's one of the greatest endings.
No doubt. No doubt. It was phenomenal. A great series. I'm certified in all upper math and all upper science. And so when I started watching it, you know, the wheels start to turn a little bit. And then you're like,
stop right now. We're getting into dangerous territory.
Absolutely. I'm not Walter White by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, again, we could talk shop all day about TV shows and movies, but we have to continue on. But we are going to speak about one more movie. Getting into some Halloween questions. Every coach that I interview in the mid to later part of October, since we're getting into Halloween time, getting closer to that. I think we're just, 16 days away now. So a few Halloween questions. Do you have a favorite scary movie?
So scary movies are kind of me and my 23-year-old daughter's thing and have been since she was a preteen. And so we would get together, we'd get popcorn and watch a scary movie and everything like that. And so we watched the new Nightmare on Elm Street when she was pretty young. I think she was maybe a 8th or 9th grader or something like that. And so right after the movie ended, we would usually watch like iCarly or something like that just to kind of chill out, you know, before we went to bed. But that night we were both tired, and so we go in there. And so I went up to her door, and I kind of got my fingers, you know, like clawed out, and I kind of scratched right there. I could hear her screaming. And she goes ahead and answers the door, and she's like, "Dad, cut that out," you know. We go in there, and so she's got her ceiling fan on, and in the middle of the night, one of her fan blades broke.
No joke.
And so it starts making this just crazy noise, and I'm ripped from my sleep, and she's screaming, and I'm running in there, and of course, you know, everything's okay, everything. But Mama was like, "You know what? There's not going to be any more scary movies for a little bit with you guys." But I like them all. I like all the Conjurings and things like that. Love all kinds of scary movies. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about a Halloween movie, though, okay, this is gonna, like, my older crowd, my peeps here may remember this one, but the Monster Squad.
Monster Squad, that's a pull right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
My wife makes us watch Hocus Pocus times during the Halloween season. Going back to the scary movies, I watched the Hereditary once. And scariest movie I've ever seen. But anytime that it get to a point where I just couldn't handle it, I had my phone on my lap, and I had Mickey Mouse's hot dog, hot diggity dog, ready to go in case I needed to just turn off the TV, press that, and get recentered.
Amen.
Going to our favorite Halloween costume. Have you had a favorite Halloween costume?
So here a couple of years ago, of course, I was working at McAllister, and we would do... the dress up practice or whatnot. I had a little bit more hair at that time, a little bit. I dressed up as DJ Khaled.
Nice.
And you can put us right beside each other, and it looked really, really mm-hmm. close.
Well,
and so probably my favorite of all time.
Have you ever seen the video of him getting lost on the ocean on the Sea-Doo?
Yes.
Do you want to recreate that on Lake Eufaula? The goal is to make it.
I'm down, man.
He said the goal is to make it, and then like two snaps later, it's the goal is not to get lost at night on the Sea-Doo. Favorite Halloween candy. Now, I've asked this question to two different coaches. I want to see if we have a 3-for-3 here. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Favorite Halloween candy. I mean, I'm going to go with Twix.
Twix?
Is my favorite candy bar.
So don't get a sweep. The other two people, do you want to guess what they said?
They didn't say candy corn, did they?
No, did not say candy corn. Okay. They said Reese's.
Gotcha.
So still peanut butter in there.
Yeah, in the same ballpark.
Nice.
I just got a little more crunch with mine.
And we're going to get away from Halloween for our last question here. Would you rather be a superhero or the world's best chef?
Great question.
Credit Nate to that.
Yes. I'm going to go with superhero. Even though what's making it close is if I was the world's greatest chef, my the love of my life, Mrs. Stone, we've been married for 28 years, and she has developed some food allergies, like a gluten allergy mm-hmm. and some things like that. And so to be able to cook for her and take some of that off her plate would be awesome. But in the end, probably the superhero.
Any favorite superhero that you have? I have to ask now.
Well, I think we've talked about
have
this.
Have we asked?
I really like Superman. I really mm-hmm. like Captain America.
Yeah.
My two guys.
Spider-Man's my guy.
Right.
Spider-Man's always been my guy. So we are wrapping things up here. We've been talking about just some off the wall fun questions, get to know you questions with head coach Chad Stone of the Savannah Bulldogs. But of course, you have the Caddo Bruins tomorrow night, 7 p.m. over in Savannah. Big game for the Bulldogs, district game for the Bulldogs. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up here, coach?
You know, just anybody who is looking for a game to go watch that's around the area. This is going to be a good one. And regardless of the outcome, we've been scoring a whole bunch of points. I think that last time I was on, I was telling you that we led the state in home game points. We also led the state in home game points allowed. But
I didn't say that.
I didn't broadcast that on the air
last time.
But we're still averaging at home 70, almost 1 point per game.
Man.
So that's 10 touchdowns, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are looking for the biggest bang for your buck and you enjoy watching people score touchdowns, then you ought to come check us out. We're a lot of fun to watch. We'd love to have anybody out that wants to come watch the Bulldogs play.
Well, Coach Stone, thank you so much for stopping by today. We got one more show with you here in a few weeks, and hopefully more. Hopefully we can get to the playoffs and we can start doing some playoff editions of the Savannah Coaches Corner. We'd love to be able to have you on then as well.
That'd be exciting.
Again, good luck tomorrow night against the Bruins, and we're going to be cheering you on from Tulsa.
All right. Appreciate it.
Well, I guess we're going to be able to see it tomorrow. I'm so used to games happening at the same time. I'm going to try to make it out there tomorrow.
I'll
try to beat the Bruins tomorrow. That's going to be a great game. We encourage everyone else that's listening right now to watch some good football tomorrow night as well. So again, Coach Stone, thank you and good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Brandon. Have a good one, Bob.
You as well.
God bless. Go Bulldogs.
Yes, sir. That's the Savannah Coaches Corner with Chad Stone, brought to you by Tannehill Furniture and Mattress. Let's hear from them one more time, and then we'll send it back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Shopping for furniture should never be a hassle. And at Tannehill Furniture and Mattress, we agree. So we will continue to offer unmatched customer service, as we have for over 34 years. Stop by today and experience our store-wide savings. We offer 12 months interest-free financing or no credit needed. Tannehill Furniture and Mattress, 5 South 5th Street in McAllister.